Welcome to Guide Dogs for the Blinds class lecture material. This presentation is titled, Customizing Your Guide Dog's Vocabulary. Customizing your dog's vocabulary. Currently, your guide dog has a set of cues they understand and reliably respond to. While the standard verbal cues of forward, right, left, hop up, steady, curb, and halt are sufficient to travel with your guide dog, it is a natural tendency to want to increase your dog's vocabulary. If done in moderation, relevant new words or phrases to prompt specific actions make sense to your dog. In this material, we will discuss how to introduce new words to your guide dog. Let's talk about how your dog learns. It took time and consistent repetition, reinforcement, and reward in various environments for your dog to learn and reliably respond to formal guide work cues. With any verbal cue, dogs first learn to respond to a new word or phrase in a specific setting. Full understanding comes when a dog learns to generalize the verbal cue in multiple situations. This takes time and experience. For instance, not all stares are the same. A dog needs to learn that the verbal cue stare or find the stairs applies to any set of stairs they may encounter. With exposure and practice, your dog will learn to recognize common characteristics of whatever your stated objective may be. How to increase your dog's vocabulary. Adding a new word or phrase following a known verbal cue can further define what you want. For example, forward, outside is a standard verbal cue paired with another word to indicate your intention to go outside. Initially, these additional words are not separate commands, but are paired with a known cue or action. Outside by itself will mean little to a dog that has not heard and practiced it. However, outside to an experienced guide whose handler has consistently used it is meaningful. We advise pairing the standard verbal cue with the new word whenever reasonable, until the dog understands the new word on its own. This way, you can customize your guide's vocabulary to suit your preferences and travel habits. What was taught during formal training? The focus of your dog's formal training was to learn, understand, and reliably perform the standard cues, as well as intelligently refuse them when it was unsafe for the team. Near the end of training, instructors introduce a new word when they observe the dog acknowledging an imminent target. For example, once a dog has consistently demonstrated an understanding of how to approach and board an escalator, the instructor begins introducing a new word. The moment the dog notices the escalator in their line of travel, the instructor then verbalizes, "Find the escalator," along with adding any helpful body or leash cues. As the dog gains more experience, the word escalator is then spoken the moment before the dog will see it. The dog will interpret the verbal cue escalator as look for and seek out an escalator. Your dog has had limited exposure to extra vocabulary in training. Therefore, you will be the one who can customize your dog's repertoire. How to use a new word to teach a new task. Setting. Let's say your objective is to locate an empty seat when you enter a room. To do so, choose a word to associate with that task, like chair. If you want your dog to associate the word chair with locating an empty seat, they can respond to the word chair reasonably well when taught using a specific seat in a specific room. We cannot yet assume, however, that the dog understands the concept of an open seat. Rather only that they understand to go to a targeted spot in that room. The task becomes more complicated and requires much more repetition in different locations for the dog to generalize and understand what chair means in any setting. Timing and repetition. While your dog is learning a new word, they will understand best if the new word is spoken just prior to locating the object. If the word is spoken too early, too late, or sporadically, your dog may not make the association and will either ignore you or become concerned and confused. In another example, a few strides before your dog stops at a set of known stairs, say, "Find the stairs." This timing ensures a correct experience that can be repeated in the same manner in similar situations. For both examples, Your dog should immediately receive positive reinforcement upon finding the target. This reinforces the desire to do it again. Once the dog has numerous successful experiences, you can begin to say the words earlier, farther away from the intended target, as well as when approaching from different angles. Try not to overtalk it. Because humans are verbal, we tend to speak to our dogs conversationally. But dogs understand clear, concise words or phrases. They ignore excessive verbal chatter. Unnecessary words will dilute your communication. Resist introducing too many new words at the same time. Once your dog has mastered one, introduce another. Too many new vocabulary words at one time may be confusing to your dog. If you begin to use "find the" for every possible destination, find the bus, find the chair, find the dining room, find the hall, find the door, your dog can become overwhelmed or choose to tune you out. Examples of where new words or phrases are helpful: locating doors, finding an empty chair, targeting specific poles with pedestrian crosswalk buttons, locating escalators, elevators, and stairs. Some examples of problematic verbal cues: go home, find Sally, find Main Street. Conclusion: customizing your guide's vocabulary involves making reasonable decisions to help your dog understand you and your preferences. If you are consistent, fair, and clear in your communication, you will find that your dog is a willing partner in the game. This concludes the class lecture on customizing your guide dog's vocabulary. Thank you for listening.